Second episode of Room Techers. Last week we talked to you guys about some just generally interesting things about the soccer world. Didn't dive too deep into the nitty-gritty of things. I'm Matt Vogel here with Brendan McAdams to bring you guys the action today. On this show, in this second episode, we have some Champions League talk from the past week. Notable games from around Europe, including that fantastic Chelsea win against Manchester United this morning, this afternoon. And we're going to talk a little bit about the problem teams we've begun to see. Thanks for joining us again, guys. How we feeling, Brennan?
How's it going, Matt? Nice to be here.
Always nice to have you. I'm feeling pretty happy. A little tired this morning, but pretty happy that Chelsea was able to pull off that win against Man U. I didn't think prior to this game.
I was very cynical about this game. I did not think
that Chelsea was going to win this game, just because we haven't had that, we haven't had that edge that I've seen us throughout the season. We're missing Conte, and Morata was injured for a decent amount of time, too. So he came back, and
both those players back today.
Exactly, and that was the X factor for me. And, I mean, you had Bakayoko playing better than Matic. You had Lukaku non-existent out in the field, and you had Conte all in all, outsmarting Mourinho on the sideline. So I think it was a good game.
Yeah, it was, Chelsea played an awesome game. Like, Conte is a beast. I still can't believe that Leicester let him go so easily. Morata's just, like, he's fun to watch. Like, when he's on his game, I mean, that header was, you can't really teach that.
No.
But something's wrong with Man United. Like, Henrik Mkhitaryan, like, he looks like a shell of himself. Lukaku is on an island. Their midfield is doing absolutely nothing. I think the magic's gone with Mourinho, to be totally honest. Like, his spells are getting shorter and shorter. And I think the game's just passed him by.
Yeah, well, we talked about this last time. He's so content with just skating by, like, by the skin of their teeth. And it is due to a lot of, like, his prowess as a team. Like, their team is so skilled that, like, he can control games. He can manipulate the victory in the way that he wants. And it's a safe victory every time I see him play a big team. And as you had said, I can't remember what you had said about them scoring only one goal in 10 games or whatever it was.
Goal in, like, the last 10 games against, like, the big six teams. Like, over 900 minutes. One goal.
And, like, they had talked, I remember watching the EuroLeague final against Ajax, and, like, their starting age is, like, 20. And we were, like, we saw them park the bus in, like, the 65th minute once they went up 1-2, and we were, like, what are you doing? Like,
and, I mean, the last 15 minutes, it was all United, too. Like, they were peppering Chelsea's goal. And
they're a good team.
And they looked threatening. Like, yeah. Rashford is going after it, like, so they can do it. But, I mean, you can't wait until the last 10 or 15 minutes against a team as good as Chelsea and as well-coached as Chelsea and as confident as Chelsea and think that you're going to get anything out of it. Like, I don't know if it was just, like, a lack of urgency, if the players are already in the mindset, like, all right, maybe if we snag a goal, like, we can buckle down, and if not, we'll just get out of here 0-0. And,
like, I don't know what you want from that. You know, you have a team like Man City who scores, like, almost, 40 goals now so far, and they scored 38 goals and only conceded 7 in their first 11 games, and they only dropped 2 points so far. They've tied, like, the record, whatever it is, for, like, you know, most amount of points taken from these first 11 games, however the hell. It's a long-ass statistic. It's not that cool of one. But, like, they're doing really goddamn well. I mean, they beat Arsenal today 3-1. Today?
Yep.
Yeah, today 3-1.
This morning.
And, I mean, we have already made it known that we think Man City is that team this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Tottenham's the only team with a chance of catching them. Liverpool and Arsenal have stumbled already, so they're nowhere near the discussion. Chelsea might be able to close the gap, but, like,
if we do, it'll be because, as you had said, Tottenham's, like, two injuries away from being a shit show, but, like, they're not. So
I mean, they, like, City had, like, Ilkay Gundogan.
Gundogan.
Woo!
We made it through it.
Yeah. He was coming off the bench on, like, the 60th, and our friend Tommy, Arsenal fan, was just shaking his head.
He's, yeah,
like, are you kidding me? Like, Aguero was coming off for Gabriel Jesus with 30 minutes to go, promptly scores a goal. It was offsides, but I mean,
but like
Arsenal's defensive reaction, like you can't be just sitting around because a guy was half a stride offsides. Like you could see their back line. Like the two center backs had their hands up, and I want to say it was Bellerin coming over from the right, and he was sprinting over and diving. It's like, yeah, it's too late. Like,
yeah,
if those guys played the whistle, they probably could have shut it down, but Jesus just got to add to his goal tally.
He's so good, dude.
I mean, I've seen criticism of them just being like, he's a poacher and he just gets like perfect passes from De Bruyne and he's not even that good. Rashford's better. Usually all very salty Man United fans. And the kid is always in the right place.
Yeah. Well, you talk about when you look at like good players like Messi and Ronaldo, I don't think you ever see them in the wrong position at the right time or wrong time or whatever. Even when they're walking, you're like, oh, like you're walking with a reason. Like usually,
you're when letting the play develop.
Exactly, and usually at least when I used to play, when I'd get yelled at for like standing around, and it was like, what are you doing? You should be moving at all times. And it's like, oh, like you look at a player like Messi who's like standing like 20 yards away from the goal. You're like, you're not really moving, but like you're up to something. Like you're doing something. And Gabriel Jesus is very similar to that mentality where he's like, oh, every position that I'm in is for a purpose, and you better be afraid of it because I mean, he's banged in a number of goals already. He has a ridiculous goal tally already.
He's in double digits.
I think he's in double digits, and he's only played.
We're gonna get a stats guy soon. Don't
yeah, worry. We'll get a stats guy. don't fact check us. Don't fact check us. Yeah. And then you have Arsenal now dropped to 19 total, not dropped, but they're at 19 total points in the season. That's tied with Liverpool, and we're going to talk a little bit about Burnley.
Tied with Burnley.
Burnley right now.
Sean Dyche.
Sean Dyche is making moves with their team right now. They just beat Southampton yesterday 1-0. They've only scored 10 goals in the season, and they've only conceded 9.
Goal differential of 1.
Yeah, that's all that matters. It's positive, and they're racking up wins. They've taken 11 from 15 points away. There's some stats for you. And they're moving up to 7th in the Premier League, tied now with Liverpool and Arsenal. They're like right there in a European position for Dyche's team.
I didn't see that coming.
No, I don't think Sean Dyche saw that coming, and he's a young manager. I think he's still in his 40s, mm-hmm. And their team is they're on paper. You look at their team, and you're like, oh, like you have Vokes and like Barnsley like playing in their midfield and a striker. Like who are they? And you listen to like they're like it's like that Iceland complex where you see very strategic and direct play, like a 4-4-2. We're just gonna play classic, very direct, straight up soccer against all these teams and. As long as we're organized, we're going to be fine. Yeah, and that's what they're showing.
All the players are like incredibly accountable to whatever their roles are. I mean, they must be looking at teams like Arsenal and like Liverpool and being like, yo, like we might be able to, like if we keep this up.
Yeah, well, you look at Arsenal, what are you doing?
They have no European commitments. I mean, I'm sure that they're still in whatever, 2 domestic cups.
Yeah.
But, like, they must be feeling, like, if this keeps going, like, up until the Christmas break, like, Burnley's going to be feeling really good.
Yeah, if they're able to keep this up, which is going to be hard, and they have had a decently hard schedule already. We had looked through it before, and, I mean, they lost to Man City, sure, but everyone's losing to Man City right now. So, and as you said,
a home stretch coming up soon.
I mean, yeah.
Like 5 away games against tough teams, and now you get to come back, like, you got your supporters who must be going nuts.
As
like,
a Burnley fan?
Imagine being a Burnley fan, the amount of shit you're talking
huge
right
Burnley
now.
Guys. Yeah. Well, then, yeah, but, like, you look at a team like Arsenal, and you're like, dude, what the hell are you doing? Your midfield is trash. You don't have, like, a good spine at all. None of your chemistry is all off. I mean, you re-signed Wenger on the deal, whatever. That's a whole different story. But you didn't start Lacazette, and Ozil is not the guy that you need to be relying on.
I mean, like we were saying before, like he can't be your best player, and he can't even be your second best player.
No.
Like he needs, I mean,
that's why he did so well at Madrid.
Yeah, I mean, he's amazing.
Yeah,
and he can be when he has that very specific role of just doing like I'm gonna go do Ozil shit.
Yeah,
and
I'm gonna be over here doing
like,
Ozil
you're
shit.
You're asking him to like run a midfield and like press defensively. Like
he's not Modric. He's not
like,
De Bruyne.
You're not
changing, like, yeah, no.
You're not, like he is who he is. Like you're not changing him. So. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, him and Sanchez deals end this year.
Yep.
I think they sell one of them in the winter.
In the winter, I don't think my thing is I know that Man City had put in a couple requests for him, and I know
Sanchez?
That those yeah, and I know that those had gotten just, you know, tossed to the wayside like no way. And I wonder if that's going to come up again. If nothing else, the rumors, if that'll come up again in the winter. And B, if you're Man City, you don't really need him.
I was going to say, like, I don't think that, I mean,
yeah.
Sterling's been taking strides. Sané's been taking strides.
Bernardo Silva's playing well. You don't really need Sanchez.
Like, you already have
two. He might get Messi, too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you have two out-and-out world-class number nines right now. One, like, just getting started. The other one in his prime. He's not injured. Why fuck with a good thing?
No. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see where they go. And then the thing is how do you, like where do you value someone like Ozil if the way that they've played over the last couple of years? I mean, when he came to
Arsenal, too.
Yeah. When he had come to Arsenal, he was, like, the best cam in the world. Like, arguably.
Yeah.
Arguably.
Yeah, arguably.
At the time, what was that, 4 or 5 years ago now? It was 2013 or 12 or something.
Did he get the second one with them? With
Real?
Yeah.
I can't remember. But regardless, like, when he came from Real to Arsenal, it was
He was lighting it up.
Yeah, he was the man. And it was just, I don't know, he was able to take that. The same thing at Real Madrid. The reason he was playing so well and he had those highlight games and seasons was because he had, I'm, like, playing it in Ronaldo. Like, you know what I mean? You have those players where it's like, okay, this is Ronaldo's team. It's not my team. At Arsenal, it's like, Sanchez is, like, falling by the wayside because he had contract disputes. Mm-hmm. And, like, we just signed Lacazette. He's, like, everyone's younger than you now. You're not the young guy anymore. It's like, we need you to be the step up and be the guy. It's like, no, that's not me.
Yeah, no, like, not every player is a leader, and you don't really need every player to be a leader. But I don't know why they keep looking to him for these things.
And you had found the quote from today from Pep about the Arsenal game. They won 3-1, but there were a couple controversial calls. So what was it? It's all you.
So, I thought it was a very legitimate penalty kick. Sterling got brought down the box. There weren't, like, I mean, Arsenal players obviously complaining, but replay was like, yeah, all right, that's a penalty kick.
Yeah.
Aguero scores. And then, so now Arsenal's down 2-0. Lacazette, gorgeous goal, puts his laces through the ball, should have been starting. Arsenal's kind of starting to get back into the game. Man City makes their first wave of substitutions. Jesus on for Aguero. And then, I want to say within 10 minutes, nice little build-up play. Silva was offsides by, like, half a stride. Like, you look at it, I mean, it was along the markings on the grass. It was a strong back four. Ref fucked up.
Yeah.
He just squares it to Jesus.
Puts it home.
But, so Wenger, whining after the game in his French accent.
And his old man...
It's probably like his, like, why did I stop smoking cigarettes?
Why do I I need more zippers on my coat.
And Pep Guardiola, becoming one of my, I was out on Pep for a while. I just didn't really like him.
Tony Stones has balls.
Balls. And penalty was a penalty. The offside was offside. But we won because we are better.
Quote unquote.
Savage. Like,
and the way that they play, they play that three back. They play like that 3-5-2 or 3-4-2. They play that 3-4-3.
Kyle Walker on the right. Whoever on the left.
Not Mendy right now, but it was Mendy on the left. You got John Stones, who's actually playing really well, which is what we have been saying for like 2 years. It was like, give that kid a little bit of time and he's going to be really good. And Pep loves Johnny Stones too. And you have a young team, you have a good spine, and you're seeing this change now with more of these.
Kevin De Bruyne's on another level right now.
He's just out of this goddamn
world. He has the ball and you're like, okay, what's gonna something do? Might happen.
He had that goal too. His goal was sick.
We didn't even talk about his goal.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
And you look at like this new formation change that I had written an article a while back. We talked about it too, where it's like this new resurgence, I guess, of the three back. We're seeing it with a number of teams because, I mean, it used to be a thing in like the 50s and 60s. It dropped away, like the wayside. 4-4-2 became around because it's like that classic, just like four defenders, four midfielders, two strikers, there's your 10 guys. And now we're seeing it coming back again. And you see teams like the likes of Chelsea, Manchester City, Arsenal plays a three back every once in a while. Juve was like a huge proponent of it for a number of years now. And
You know who started it in the Premier League?
Brendan Rodgers. We're all following Brendan Rodgers.
That's what I'm
saying. All hail Brendan Rodgers. So, it's pretty cool to see how newer teams now, like a Burnley, is playing this straight 4-4-2, and they're doing really successful against these three backs, these teams who are typically possession based.
That 4-3-3,
yeah,
like dominate the midfield.
Correct. Get it out wide, play through the middle, and then finish in close. That's And you have guys.
It's been like the norm for the last 10 or so. Like, I mean,
and then you have these teams who can
remember soccer,
right? And you can see teams who can start to disrupt that, and it's pretty awesome. Like, you get like a Leicester City for that 1 year, obviously, just the 1 year. Mm-hmm. You get Burnley right now. You have like over in La Liga, you have Valencia doing a very similar thing where they just play this straight 4-4-2. Now they got a new coach. They got rid of Gary Neville, I think. And who, I read a quote where it was like one of the worst signings that the La Liga has ever made. I mean, they finished 12th the last two seasons, Valencia has, and they're currently sitting second, 4 points back from Barcelona and 4 points ahead of Atleti and 6 points ahead of Real. I mean, and they're doing well. We were talking before we started recording about how, like, what's like, why the hell is Valencia doing well again? Like, what the hell? And there's a number of
smart signings.
They got a number of players in the last like year or so. Gonçalo Guedes he's at PSG on loan with the team right now, and he's like a real prolific winger. And I play with him in FIFA a bunch of times. He's a pretty fun player, so like I know everything about him. But like, and then I don't know. They're just playing really smart, really direct soccer rather than let's dance around this and dominate one section of the field and get it to our wingers who are just going to be more skilled, rather than having a very balanced attack, which is what's really cool to me watching these sorts of teams where you're like, oh, you're not that great, but why are you doing so well? Like, why is Burnley in seventh right now? They've only scored 10 goals. Well, they've only conceded 9 goals. And they have
I'd imagine like half of those are against City, probably.
Yeah. So like, it was 3-0
City. City is fucking up everybody's goal differential.
Yeah, they're crushing it in the Champions League too. They beat Napoli. They were down. Was it two? Were they down 2-0 or were they just down 1?
Down 1.
And there was in that. Yeah.
And then they just broke them.
Like, I was watching the first half of that Napoli game, and you're watching. And Napoli also is playing out of their goddamn minds. Like, that was a great two games. Those two. And no, you're watching those two teams play, and you're like, oh, like, these are like the next teams right now.
And it's like the anti-Mourinho. It's like, oh no, like,
yeah,
we
exactly.
We can play and we can score and our defense is good, so we're going for it. Like, we don't need to, we're not looking to get a point away from home. Like, we're trying to make a statement win and win our group. Like, get in that higher pot for when it finally moves on to the knockout stages.
And Man City has already, they've already qualified for the knockout stage. With that win against Napoli, I guess we're gonna go a little bit more into the Champions League. Spurs, Real Madrid. We'll kind of keep it the league, I guess. What the hell is up with Madrid right now? How many goals have they scored right now?
Less than 20.
Yeah, they've scored
less
19
than 20 goals.
They scored only 19 compared. Give you an idea, Valencia and Barcelona have you scored 30?
Yeah.
So I mean, and Real Sociedad has scored 24. Like, what the hell?
Their defense hasn't been great either.
No,
I think they've let up over 10 goals. I don't know. Zidane might have lost his... No. This team just won back-to-back Champions Leagues. Like, there's gonna be a come-down off of that eventually. Like, that is just so much soccer at an incredibly high level. Like, you're gonna have... Like, I think that they're really just in a slump. Like,
well, then and then you look at the Spurs beating Madrid 3-1 the other day. It's like, is that Spurs winning that game, or is that Madrid losing that game?
No, that was Spurs winning. I mean, Spurs, like...
They look... I'm just saying...
Look like a legitimate European... Like...
Contender.
European contender.
But Madrid is... I've never seen Madrid be dominated.
Midfield.
In the last 5 years.
The midfield was wild. I was like, yo, like, where's Casemiro? Like, he's usually that monster in the middle. Yeah. And he's, like, making his runs forward. He's breaking up plays. And he was getting bodied.
Yeah.
Like...
Left and right.
Left and right. Losing the ball in front of the back line. Sergio Ramos was player of the game for Real Madrid. I mean, that I know that you're not a fan. Like, you just don't like him personally. You know, back in 08, you guys had a kerfuffle.
Yeah, we had a little thing. We had Donnybrook.
Yeah. he's such a good defender.
Oh, he's
like,
so
like
good.
Just like the amount of plays he was just breaking up, where it's like, oh my god, that would have been a penalty kick. Like, oh my god, that would have been a red card.
Yeah.
It's just like these perfect tackles or just reading these plays. That could have been embarrassing.
I know. Well, it was just. In the last 5 years, I don't think I can name more than one or two games where I look at the game and I go, wow, you guys got dominated that game.
It's been a while.
Like, sure, they've got...
Like, Barcelona used to kind of run
train. We'll see them get beaten. But you'll see them get beaten. And back in the day when Barcelona used to do that, it was like, oh, we have 85% possession. You're not going to touch the ball.
Yeah, and there's Mourinho, Hakimessity.
So, like, it was... You know what I mean? This is like the... And not for anything, like you said, you've deserved a little bit of slump for a bit.
Yeah.
That's and, okay. Like, and you got young players coming. They got Asensio, who plays a lot now. Borja Mayoral, he plays a decent amount too. So, I mean, you got... There's a lot going on. I mean, then
like,
you got...
Cristiano Ronaldo has not forgotten how to score goals.
No.
Like, the looks he is getting, it's literally like... He just can't... Like, I mean, I think it's got to be mental at this point because he's making the runs and... Goalies are either... Lloris had an awesome save near post on him. And then there was that trademark, like, running across the front of the net, inside foot, back post, that you've seen him do countless times. And he shot it right at the goalie.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, dude, like...
What the hell?
Like, you need something to go off your knee and then you'll go on a tear.
Yeah.
I think that the league is out of their reach, though. Like,
yeah, they're not doing well in the Liga.
And Liga is probably over for them, which is weird to call. And
well, you also got Messi just doing his thing. I mean, Messi pulled a Russell Westbrook. He's pulling a Russell Westbrook this year, where it's like, oh, like my other boy left me, KD's gone, Neymar's not here. I guess I'll just score all the goals for all of us, and he kind of is. I mean, they're doing well, obviously. I think they're still one of the finalists in the Champions League this year.
Did I put them in there?
I got Barca, Man City. This is way too early predictions, obviously, because we haven't even wrapped. I think this is game four, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're not even in
the stage. So, like, our final four, my way too early pick for the final four are Man City, Barca, Juve, and PSG. The way PSG is playing right now, it's pretty terrifying. There's a lot. All the bullshit you hear in the news about Cavani and Neymar hating each other, it really doesn't matter when they win 5-0 in the Champions League.
I don't think Cavani's long for PSG, though. I think he's gone in the summer.
I could see that, too. But it's either
certain. Like, I do not believe that Neymar and Cavani like each other. No. They'll play with each other, but they're not hanging out after work.
Too many South Americans on one team, one strike force.
Yeah, exactly.
Juve is playing... They're the Tottenham out of Italy right now. The way that they play that three-back... They have a very strong spine, and Paulo Dybala is playing out of his goddamn mind right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they got Douglas Costa working in finally with them. Matuidi's playing well too, and yeah, I know. So I think they'll do really well. Barca, obviously, we just said, and Man City has just been a force to be reckoned with so far.
Yeah, I don't believe in Barca. I love Messi, but looking at their team from last year and looking at it this year, I mean, Messi's obviously doing his thing, but that PSG leg, those two games, that was nearly, like, if Neymar doesn't score, a hat-trick, like, in 15 minutes, like, you're talking about how Barcelona has fallen, because they got outclassed through 75% of those two
games. That whole series.
Yeah. So I think that when they come against a team like a PSG or a Man City or even a Juve, like I don't think that Messi is going to be able to pull these out of his hat like he's been doing.
Well, we talked too about Dortmund in the Champions League right now, and I mean they're in the group of death, absolutely. Spurs, Real, Dortmund. And then I don't Applewell. Know who the and poor Applewell is in there with them. And they tied Applewell. Dortmund did.
Exactly. Like, yeah, I mean,
they're doing well. They're doing well in the Bundesliga. They have the most amount of goals. They're sitting in third place, right behind Leipzig, who is not doing that great. They're having, like you had written down, they're not doing too well.
Like, just kind of, I mean, well, with Leipzig, this is their first time in the Champions League, so I get it. Like, it is a very different game.
They're the coolest story in soccer.
Yeah.
Probably our lifetime.
Leicester.
I guess, yeah, that's like just a wonder season. They've had like, they started in...
I mean, they're sponsored by like a billion-dollar corporation. Like, it's cool, but like, I mean, we're only really saying that because they have a cool-sounding name and like, it's not some like sheik from Saudi Arabia.
Exactly.
But I mean, Timo Werner.
Timo Werner.
Beast. Navi Keita. Beast.
Like, leaving.
Leaving. He's a madman. Like, he's already gotten 3 red cards. Like, Liverpool just has to have a psychopath on their teams at all times.
And
like,
Emery Chan can't be it. He tries to be. He can't be.
He's just like, he's a Bond villain.
He's trying to be Danny Agger, and it's not going to happen. Danny Agger, dude.
I miss you.
Where's he at? Isn't he?
He's back in Denmark, I want to say. Like, he was just like, all right. He was just like, if I'm not going to play at Liverpool, just send me back to my home team. Like, he's like, I'm either playing for them or I'm going back to Denmark with my family. Like, I don't care. Yeah. Dude, And, like, I don't know. Like, he was in the rumor mill for Barcelona, like, so often when he was playing at his prime. I miss Daniel Agger so much.
But you need
God
that.
God damn you, Brendan Rodgers.
You need
God
that X Factor. Damn you. You as
he got rid of Agger and kept Skrtel.
I know. And now he plays in Besiktas, I think, right?
Yeah, his own in Turkey.
Psycho. What's it called? No,
he's
you
got
guys.
Hair too.
Who's the center back that you guys get? This is for Liverpool, like, by the way. For anyone who doesn't know.
This point, Van Dijk, we have to, like, break the bank.
But he's not the only option.
But, like, he's not the only option, but, like, apparently it is. Jurgen, I don't know. Like, he saw something in him, and I guess that's who he wants. But
I said, why not Johnny Ta? We've had that conversation.
Ta from Germany, or just the way that bio clause, like, every player in Spain has a bio clause.
Yeah.
Legally, they all have to have a bio clause. Just go to a team in Spain and give them, like, activate the clause and be like, we can also double your wages. And then make the player choose. Like, I really wanted them to go to Barca for Umtiti. And, like,
that would have been sick.
Do over the summer after they were trying to get Coutinho and just trigger it and be like...
Who's it that doesn't even play for them? Is it Vermaelen?
Like, that man's a corpse.
Yeah. He made his first appearance for them. In, like, since 2015 or something, or 16.
You,
yeah.
Snake it till you make it. I mean...
No, he's collecting checks, dude. I don't think he's complaining.
Checks. He's got... When's the last Champions League they won?
14,
maybe?
14?
I think he was on them for that. He's gotten a bunch of La Liga medals. I mean, good for Thomas Vermaelen.
They ride those coattails all day long.
Being a millionaire in Barcelona.
I think Chieda is, like, very similar, akin to David Sanchez that Tottenham got.
Mm-hmm.
They seem not the same position, obviously, but, like, the same quality and potential. You have, like, Naby Keita. They're very similar ages, the two of them. I think they're, like, early 20s.
I want to say he's 22.
Yeah, and they're both very strong on the ball. They control their areas. They're not the best in their position, but, like you said, 22. Like, tons of time. And they've, like, proven at a high level already. Like, they've been proven at a high level. I think David Sanchez was from Ajax. So, like, he had been in the EuroLeague final the year before. Leipzig obviously doing big things in the Bundesliga in the last couple of years, too. So,
I mean, I caught one of their games on one of the Fox channels or whatever, and he was just running it in the midfield. Like, he'd get the ball, and... I mean, especially with Liverpool right now, like the midfield is just, like, redundant.
Mm-hmm.
There's just, like, three, like, obviously, like, Lallana's gonna come back, but, like, there's just three of the same player.
Yep.
They just look different.
Yep.
But there's nobody in that midfield who's getting the ball. It's like, oh, we're going places now. Yep. Like, Chan does it sometimes, but I don't even think that's his best position.
Chan's a head case in the worst way.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to go take this ball and go 60 yards with it and then try and beat everyone and score. And, like, one out of 40 times it worked, and it's, like, a goal of the year.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And the other 39 times you're like, dude.
Which is infuriating because you see him, like, make intelligent plays at the same time. Like, he's not old.
No.
Like, maybe 24.
Yeah.
But he's not going to be here next year, so it doesn't
I don't think so.
No.
I bet he goes to Juve.
He's going to Juve.
If he goes to Juve, that's cool for Juve.
That's cool for you.
Yeah. They got Matuidi. I thought they were going to get Matic. I wanted them to get Matic if he was going to leave. But, you know, we got... I don't know why we signed... I don't like the signings of Drinkwater and Zappacosta. Like, those seemed like shitty
Drinkwater
fillers.
Is just like...
He's a good player.
He's not great. I mean, why? Like, why? Like, you probably...
He's like a Leicester City center midi.
Yeah, like, you paid probably a decent coin for him.
Yeah, I think we paid over 20.
Yeah, just go get somebody from Spain. Somebody nobody's ever heard of.
Yeah. You don't think we got that? Like,
there's a guy somewhere on the Iberian
and
Peninsula.
And we signed Zappacosta because we signed Zappacosta because we missed out on Danilo, fucking Mendy. We missed out on those wingbacks because they're so...
Oh, is that who Man City's left back is right now?
I don't know if Danilo's playing left. He might be.
Well, Kyle Walker's on the right.
Yeah, well, and Mendy's hurt.
Yeah.
So it might be. Yeah. But hey, we figured it out.
Just decided to buy all the wingbacks.
Well, dude, like that now with this, we've seen this shift in the way that they play. It's like, oh, like if you're a good fullback, your value to anyone goes up. There's also for Valencia too. Jose Gaya, mm-hmm. He just signed you talk about release clauses. When he was like 20, our like junior year, we had like paid attention. Me and my friend Pat had paid a lot of attention to him actually. And we were like, because he was, shout out P. Craig. I thought his name was hilarious. So we're like, oh, dude, Gaya's the man. And when he was 19, he re-signed with Valencia. and there was like a 50 million euro buyout clause, and he's like, he like doubled his wages at the time, and like I'm not sure if he's done that since, because he's like I don't know if they re-upped on that or what the release clause is at now, but like, and he's super fast, he's got pretty good technical ability, and his crosses are on point. I'm like, what do you want more out of a fullback nowadays?
And I mean, especially when you're playing three in the back, like they don't have to be as defensively sound. I mean, obviously, like, a lot of those top players, I mean, like, Kyle Walker, good defensive fullback.
Yep.
Like, Mendy, he's getting, like, he was so much fun to watch on Monaco last
year. Leighton Baines is still fun to watch, too, for Everton. He's getting up there, but,
John,
like...
John Lennon looking motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. Literally as English as possible.
Yeah. Albi Moreno.
Serge Aurier.
Comeback season. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, why
it's
is
just
he...
fun. It's just fun to watch. I mean, it's
my thing is why. One of my questions, I guess, for a Liverpool fan is why is Alberto Moreno your best defender this year?
Because he's actually playing really good. It's wild, dude. I mean, like, he put Romelu Lukaku in his pocket. Like, yep. It was wild. Watch, like, I didn't think he had the leverage to walk around with him in his back right pocket, but he did for a whole game.
Big pockets.
And I mean. Like, he's always been great going forward. I mean, and combining with Mane, it must be pretty fun. Him and Coutinho, just bromance on the left side.
Bromance on the left side.
And
one Spanish, one Senegalese.
And Klopp's just convinced him to, like, not go... To go, like, just 5 yards less.
Yeah.
And get back a little quicker. And I was like,
oh.
No, like, you're playing your position now. I mean, it would be fun to watch him in a back five. I think that would be
hilarious. I think that would be sweet.
But we don't believe in center backs at Liverpool. So
no.
I don't even think that we could field a back
five. You got Lovren and Klavan playing for you guys like right
Matip.
Now. Matip's a great center back. He's not the... He shouldn't be the center back.
I mean, one center back doesn't fix a back line.
Like, nope.
I mean...
Uh-uh.
I mean, like, if... Yeah, if your boat's, like, missing a plank in the hull, like, you're fucked. Like, you have a really nice piece of wood next to it, but... I mean, like, that top, like...
Getting, fix your team right now.
Back to last week. Our fucking starting center back got pulled 30 minutes into the game. Healthy scratch. Healthy substitution.
Oh, man, dude. So, like, is it just that? Like, if you're given a blank check right now and it goes... And you go to you, Brandon McAdams, fix Liverpool. Who do you sign?
I put half of it in my own bank account.
Yep. At least.
And
it's like 50% gratuity.
I pull a City and I signed like two or three quality center backs.
So we had talked.
I like Joe Gomez too, by the way.
Joe Gomez is playing well.
I don't want, it's like, he's coming off an ACL injury. He's young as shit. I don't want him like having the responsibilities of starting of a
not yet.
Champions League starting.
Give him a couple years.
But yeah, pull a City and get two or three center backs. Get rid of Klavan. Get rid of Lovren.
Get rid of Chan. You're going to, but...
Yeah, I mean, not really getting rid... I mean, it's a mutual decision. but yeah, no, I think... And I don't think that even solves it, but that's the...
Huge start. That's,
better
that's, goalie.
That's... Yeah, probably, but I think that so much... I think that any goalie in the position that the Liverpool goalies are in, like... The shit that you're dealing with,
they wouldn't.
You're gonna have a couple of bad takes with that going on in front of you, and then the midfield needs quality.
We had talked too. It's annoying. I mean, we've just talked before about this. Just City spent $500 million, and Man U balled out on a couple players. They got Matic and Lukaku.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, PSG is balling out to get Neymar and Mbappe. Does it? I don't know.
Imagine
how much
their accountant.
I used to hate. I still kind of do because I think it's still like that financial fucking play, all that shit. But like. I'm trying to think of how
it's
I want
awesome,
to...
It's awesome, Matt. It's awesome. That's what you're trying to say.
Is it? Like, that's what I'm asking. Yeah, I guess. It's like, is it awesome anymore?
I go insane if there wasn't a salary cap in American sports.
Yeah.
But this is Europe.
Yeah.
And things are weird in Europe.
I kind of like it, but I used to hate it. I'm
I
like, dude, like, what do you mean you're just balling out? Like, hundreds of millions of dollars. Like, this guy is not worth that much. It just deflates the market. And you're like, goddamn right it is. And Arsene Wenger, in particular, yeah, huge proponent of... And I do think that that was overhyped about how Wenger doesn't like to spend money, because he does spend money. He's just very smart. No, not smart.
He's an old man with principles, yes. And the world's passing by.
Yes. And that's basically it, where it's like, dude, like... Oh, like we balled out when we got Morata. Like, we're like, we needed a goddamn striker. We wanted Lukaku. Mourinho pulled some shifty shit, and I'm so glad we didn't get Lukaku, personally. I think Lukaku's a fantastic striker, but I like Morata better.
And he fits you guys better.
He fits us better. He fits us like Diego Costa fits us, and not being an asshole. So, like, I like... yeah.
He's a nice lad from Spain.
Yeah, he's a great lad. Slash Brazil. Like, I like that we did that, but he cost us $70 million at least. So it was like, okay, we want this player. Let's do it. We put in money for Danilo. We put in money for Alexandro. They also have him on Juve. Juve also has him. But like we put in like $60 million for him. Like, we were like, all right, like, look, Man City's spending $500 million. PSG spending over $500 million. Man U's paying like hundreds of millions of dollars. It's like Chelsea knew, all right, we need to sign some people. And all eyes were on Tottenham for almost that entire thing, transfer market too.
Dude, I thought Liverpool was going to spend like 100. I was convinced at one point on deadline day, I thought that we were spending like $200 million. I thought it was like, we're getting Van Dijk, we're getting Lamar, we're going to somehow convince Chiesa to come this summer. And I was like, let's go. Like, you guys own the Red Sox. I've seen the money.
Yeah.
I've seen it every day since I was a little kid. You fucks have the money. And at this point, I know it's going to be a bubble.
Yep.
Soccer is probably going to collapse in like 10 years because these wages are insane. Like, there isn't enough oil to fund this. But like, at this point, it's like a roller coaster. Like, we already started this, so just go for it. Like, fuck that fair play. And there's enough good players that, like, it almost feeds itself.
Yep. Well, originally, it used to be, you spend all this money on a player, they don't perform right away because you take them, like Pogba coming to Man U. At first, everyone was like, dude, he's so goddamn overrated because you spent $100 million on him and he played like trash. Actually, he really didn't last season. He was, like, third or fourth in assists. His passing accuracy and tackling were, like, some of the highest in Europe. Like, he wasn't scoring goals. And
I don't think
like,
that people, like, I don't know, like, I think it's just people you watch, like, YouTube clips or like you see like a goal come across your Twitter feed. It's like, he's not like a goal scoring, like, no, he's not he's like a Frank Lampard who's gonna score like over 20 goals. Like, he's a fucking octopus.
Yeah,
like, you see him just dominate. Like, it's like, I shouldn't be getting this ball, but I have
but it
and
has.
Now I'm driving and now I'm getting the ball to the talented player, like the very offensive minded players in front of me.
And originally it was like, oh, well, like, you're spending all this money. Like, why would I spend money on a player who's going to be overrated? It used to be like,
oh, but
now it doesn't matter because you're actually seeing a team like Man City now, who after a couple of years of coaching, Pep, like, last season he was like you could see it on his face on the sideline. When he was getting his ass kicked, he was like, holy shit, I'm not in La Liga anymore. And it started to click, and then you were like, oh, like, hold up. Like, just remember who Pep Guardiola is.
Yeah.
And when the teams that he coached and how well they turned out after a couple seasons, and now look at Man City now, they dropped the fucking cash on it, and now they're like arguably like a top five team in Europe.
Yeah, and I mean,
so that,
like,
money
that formation change, like, can't be understated enough. Like,
yeah,
that's a big difference.
Yeah.
Like,
a lot.
That's a lot. Like, that changes the way that everybody's thinking. Like,
especially for the players who have been there before, who have been there for the years. Like, De Bruyne. Like, you know, you have those players who have been there this whole time where you play a certain way. You bring in a bunch of new players and you change the system. It's like, this is a whole new team.
Yeah, and I mean, and they clearly, like, you have to believe in Pep because it's like, all right, well, look at his resume.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, like, this guy knows what he's doing.
He's great. His hair ain't great for no reason.
They've gotten to the point where it's like, oh no, like, this is how we play now.
Yeah.
It's fun. Money. Actually good.
Money actually does things.
Yeah.
I still think that Man City is going to run away with the league title.
Yes.
I think that Man U needs to stop being a bunch of little wusses playing the way that they have been against good teams, because they can beat those teams. They could.
Can they though? Like, at this point, like, 900 minutes, Matt. 900 minutes, like, what do you think they're thinking when they're going into those games? Like, I don't believe them if they say that, oh yeah, like, we're gonna go in and wax that ass. Like, I don't believe you.
No,
not at all. I don't believe the way that you're, like, I mean, that must be infuriating for the younger dudes on the team too. Like,
yeah,
the Rashfords and the Martials just being like, dude, like, let us gun. Like,
in the preseason tournament, you saw Martial against Real Madrid. Mm-hmm. And he put the entire defense on skates. And he, like, finished the ball near post. It was a beautiful play that Martial's had. Like, one of his best plays. And you see that and you're like, why do you not center your offense around talent in the final third rather than just the I don't even know how to describe in like a few words the way that Man U plays that makes it so frustrating to me. And it would be so frustrating as a player. After a while, I'd be like, dude, coach, like, can we go? It's like all those drills you did without the ball when you did practices, because it helps you once you have the ball at your feet. It's like, what are we doing all this shit for if I don't get the ball at my feet at some point? It's like, I don't know. Like, where's the satisfaction with this?
And I mean, like, yeah, they're second place. They're tied with Tottenham. But, like,
I think they're a
fourth. I don't know. Because, like, I could see this just being, like, somehow turning into a classic Mourinho season. And next thing you know, like, Manchester United's in the Final Four of the Champions League.
It's
like,
yeah.
Well, what the fuck just happened? So
Did you already play them?
Yeah. No. I want to say. De Gea, yeah, because De Gea.
That kick save. Okay, yeah. I think that I would take Tottenham, Man City, Chelsea, and probably Liverpool.
Healthy Liverpool over Man U
this season the way they're playing.
Yeah,
and that's sad because they're in, and then the days that they do kick it in, it's against a team like Maribor or like someone crappy. Or like Huddersfield, well, not yeah, even Huddersfield, like they're playing
Crystal,
well, like
Crystal Palace.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we beat them 5-0. Like, look at all these goals we have. It's like, dude, no. Like,
that only works when you're drawing games against like the big clubs. But, yep. Like when you're losing those games 1-0, or you're getting like blown out by, like, I think that City's gonna. I'm excited to
for watch the Manchester that. Derby. Sorry. The Manchester Derby is gonna be sick this year. Merseyside Derby is not gonna be very good. Poor Wayne. Ronald Koeman sacked as well. I think that he
made billionaire owners, and like, so money doesn't solve everything.
No, they made a bunch of signings. They were all impulse signings though by Koeman. Almost all the signings happened within like 2 days. Yeah. So like, that's just the fire truck. Yeah. Fires. There's been apparently so many fires in the south side of Pittsburgh recently.
I just walked by like a husk of a house on 15th.
Jeez,
I believe it.
Yeah.
Right by pregame. Pretty sure that's been there for years, but whatever.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I'm interested to see the derby. Yeah, Everton though, I don't know what they need.
I don't care enough about Everton.
I don't care enough about Everton, but it would be cool to have that competition. I want Arsenal to be better again. I don't want them to be better than Chelsea, but I want them to be better again.
I mean, some of my favorite games that I've ever watched as a neutral were those Arsenal-Barca games back in like high school.
Oh yeah.
Freshman, sophomore year. That was a blast.
Like 2010.
Yeah, Van Persie, yeah. Fabregas, Nasri wasn't.
Blonde hair.
Nasri alive?
Yeah, isn't he playing like a?
He might be in Spain.
I think he's at Sevilla or something like that, somewhere weird. But, I think that's about all we got here today for you guys on Room Techers. Get you guys another show like this next week at some time. We were going to try and do it on Wednesday, but we figured, honestly, waiting until the games being over this weekend, have something to talk about with you guys and give ourselves a little bit more time, because I don't like coming home from work, taking off my shit, and then just recording.
Matt needs to rest his vocal cords for his other podcast.
My other podcast, which, speaking
highly
of...
highly successful.
Check us out at Twitter at Room Temp Show. Check out our website at roomtempshow.com.
Swipe up.
Make sure you swipe up. And share us. Help us get keep up in that top 50 on Podomatic right now. Still working on iTunes, and we literally have the engineers at Podomatic. They don't want to see us on fucking iTunes right now, because we're supposed to get some technical shit from Podomatic, which is the site that we stream our stuff on, and it basically allows us to feed to iTunes. So like, we get on iTunes through Podomatic, which would be so cool. And basically, you have to have this thing called a head request, like an HTTP head request. And I was like, I don't really know what that means. And I was like trying to contact iTunes, and iTunes was like, yeah, it's not on our end. You got to do that. And I was like, don't know what that is. Told Podomatic, and they're like, what the hell is that? And I was like, cool, this is going to be fun. So they're like, engineers are working on it right now. Like, if I'm just being an idiot or a dumbass, just like, let me know. But
check your tweets. You might have trash talked Apple.
Yeah, we might have trash. Yeah, that's why we don't have. No, yeah, by the way, no, you won't see it. You won't ever see a sponsored tweet by a Room Temp Show, because we got denied for profanity. So, you know, check us out. Give us a like. Give us a follow. Thanks for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed. Have a good weekend, guys. Thanks.